details of the journeys. Charlotte covered kind of the overview there. But the thing that is very evident that God has his hand on us, and if we'll listen to him, he'll take us where he wants us to be, if we'll just listen to what he's calling us to do. When we left Alexander City, we drove into, our first stop was in Arkansas, actually. I don't remember what town it was, but it was a KOA there in Arkansas. And the thing is, just how God brings people to us is really kind of unique. And he does it in all kinds of different ways under all different kinds of circumstances. And this particular time when I had called to see about if they had a space open for us, they said, well, yes, we have a space, a pull-through, but it's only 30-amp power hookup. Well, our motorhome has capacity. The max is 50-amp. That's the large size. So you take 50-amp. That's what we would like to have. But our motorhome has capacity that we can operate on 30-amp. We just don't have, we'll only have one air conditioner or heat pump instead of two. But other than that, most everything else operates well, microwave, everything. So as we pulled into the lot, pulled into that site, we pull in and I get out and start, getting my water hose hooked up and the power hooked up, and a guy comes running over. He says, this is only a 30-amp. And I said, yes, sir, I know that. He said, well, you got a large motorhome here. You won't be able to run. You're going to need 50. I said, no, ours is set up so it'll do it. But that was just an opening opportunity that the Lord sent this guy over there, because he was concerned that we didn't know what we were doing about hooking up our connection, and gave me opportunity then to pray and minister with him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. And so that's how he does. He does that over and over and over. The times of where he brings us into a place we think we're going to minister in one thing, and something else happens, and then he blesses us in that same manner too. When we got into Missouri, actually, I have a friend or a business associate actually in Richland, Missouri, that is the president CEO of Playcraft Charger Boats. They manufacture pontoons and bass boats and center consoles and houseboats. And when we were in business in the boat dealership, I dealt with him quite a bit and got to know Joe Doris real well. Actually, his dad, I dealt with his dad. His dad's retired now, and Joe's taken over. But I called him and told him that we were in the area and would like to come by and buy him lunch. And that was kind of when we left Alexander City, we said, well, maybe we just head that way, since we couldn't find the space in South Dakota, because it was too cold and all the campgrounds were closed. But so we were kind of headed in that way. So when we got to Missouri, we pulled into a campsite. What was the name of that place?
Laura Ingalls.
She's an author, and her cabin was right down the road. But in the fact that we get blessed, we pulled in, and the guy, when I pulled up to the office there, he steps out and he says, well, just pull in that site right there. That's your site. So we pulled in, and he comes over, and of course I'm out there doing the hookup stuff, and we get to talking. Well, he's a retired missionary, been in Africa for 30 years, and had come home because he had some medical problems, and so they were debating on whether to go back or not. But the thing is we got blessed is because he said, when I handed him our card and told him what we were doing, he says, your first night's free. So, that we stayed a couple of nights there, and it cost us $20. So, but the thing that the Lord does like that for us. It's amazing how he takes those things. And, of course, the opportunity to talk and to actually minister with him as well as, you know, that's great. You know, you talk to somebody who's been in the mission field for that long and serving God. It's a great thing. But we had opportunity to visit with Joe Doris. We went over to the plant. Actually, I called him when we were there and said, well, we'd like to come, you know, buy you lunch and visit with you. He said, well, just come on over to the plant and we'll visit here because there's nowhere to go to eat in Richmond, Missouri. I mean, they don't even have a red light, I don't think. It's a small place, and they're probably the largest employer in that area. But anyway, we spent about an hour with Joe and had a really good time with him and opportunity to minister and share with him what's going on with us and find out what's going on with him. But when we stayed around that area, we went on down toward Springfield, Missouri, and stayed just out of Springfield there in a place. But then we, in deciding, you know, asking the Lord where we were supposed to go, we felt like we were supposed to go to the area of Branson. And I'm sharing this so that just to show you how the Lord moves us to where he wants us to be. So we start calling around the sites. We have two or three large books that have all the campsites around the nation, and so we can start looking in the areas and see what's there. So we start whether they're state parks or private parks or whatever. But we start calling we called three and could not get in. So we said, wait a minute, maybe we're not supposed to be in Branson, Missouri. So we said, well, let's move down about 30 miles or so down into Arkansas. And the first place we called in Harrison, Arkansas, says, sure, we've got a place for you, come on down. So folks, this is powerful. God, I'm telling you, we feel like we're supposed to go here, and the Lord just kind of closes the doors and moves us to where he wants us to be. When we pulled into that site in Harrison, again, I'm outside getting the water hose and the power hooked up, and a guy comes walking by. And I spoke to him, and he spoke back, and I just looked at him. I said, sir, can I pray for you? He said, yes, you can. My son-in-law just died last night. And just so, you know, the opportunity to minister like that with somebody and bring peace and to pray with them. You know, the Lord put us right there at the right time for that guy to walk by at the right moment for us to minister with him. And so, you know, as to how God moves us, it's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Now, I want to tell you, it's not all like that. It's not always, you know, every morning when we get up, angels don't, you know, start singing around us and stuff, you know. But there are times that we, just like when we were in Devil's Den, Arkansas, Camps State Park, which we went there to do some deliverance. We were there. That's one of the places where we had no TV, no internet, no cell phone, nothing, and it rained most of the time we were there. And that's we're sitting there, you know, saying, Lord, what in the world do you want us to do? We want to be out talking to people, but we're not able to. But the Lord's ministering to us, directing us, guiding us, and bringing us to where he wants us to be. Touching, you know, there's some things on us and making us aware of some things going on. But the thing that I want you to kind of grasp is the fact that, yes, we are having a great time traveling and seeing the nation. But more than that, the Lord is using us in so many. And I'm just giving you just a few of the things that's happening. We could spend the most of the night here if I shared with you everything that was going on, with us is when we're on the road like that. But it's absolutely phenomenal what God is doing. And it's sometimes we get to laughing at how God moves us, you know, the things that happen when we look back and see where, you know, how he's put us in a position to meet, to just by coincidence be at the right place at the right time. You know, that's that divine coincidence that God brings forth. And he's doing that with us. And I want you to know that you're part of that. You're part of that because, you know, we're covered by this church, by this body. And you know, any opportunity that the Lord gives to us, each one of you are part of that, that what he's doing, because you're sending us out. But the blessings that God is doing, he has given us opportunities to see some beautiful sights, some beautiful countries, a beautiful nation. But more than that, he's been working a great deal with us in coming to a place of understanding more who he is and the simplicity of the Lord. Really, God is not complicated. And he does not want us to make it complicated. He wants us to understand his simplicity. And, you know, I'm going to make a statement that you may not agree with, but I'm going to make it anyway. You know, the Lord has only given to all of us one calling. We each have the same one calling. And it's throughout Scripture. You can see it throughout Scripture. And that is to be Christ-like. That's the only thing he has called us to do, is to be Christ-like. Because if we focus on being Christ-like, all other things fall into place.
Amen.
Every vision, every so-called calling, every ability to minister, everything falls into place. If we do that one calling, if we focus on him, and that's the thing that we need to get the simplicity of, is to understand that very thing. And about 4 months ago, I preached a sermon here on Luke chapter 17. And you remember it, it's about the mulberry tree being uprooted and moved into the sea. Well, that uprooting is an uprooting of the sins, the root of sin within us. And that sea is the sea of God's forgetfulness. That we move that mulberry tree into the sea of God's forgiveness, that root of sin within us. And that's the process that he's doing, because it is a process. The scripture says you work out your salvation with fear and trembling, and you work it out, you know, step by step. You know, we use a lot of analogies, you know. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Or how do you take a journey? You take it one step at a time. Well, I want to bring it down to just something a little more simple than that. How do you eat a pint of ice cream? You eat it one bite at a time, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, if you don't, then you get pain. Because
yes.
If you try to eat it
yes,
too fast,
pain.
You
brain
see.
Pain.
That's right. You get brain freeze. So this is what God does for us. He brings us on this journey one step at a time, one sinful root at a time, that by the small amount of faith, by the faith of a mustard seed, we can cast out these things in our lives one step at a time. And the Song of Solomon, it talks about the little foxes that destroy the vine, that bring in, that eat the vine and kill the vine. The thing is those little things in our lives will build a wall between us and the Lord. And it's important that we recognize what those are. You know, and I put a little mathematical equation up there. Do you get it? Am I wrong or right?
Wrong.
Am I wrong, Emma? Tell me why I'm wrong. Persuade me why I'm wrong. Now, the first one there, 3 times 0 is 0, right? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, 0 times 3, though, is 3.
Yeah.
No?
No?
Okay, I've got 3 markers here. If I multiply those 3 by 0, what do I have?
0.
What happens to my 3?
They're gone because...
I still have my 3.
0 groups of 3. So no groups.
She's homeschooled, or not anymore.
Well, you know, that's, you know, that's, it's how you ask the question, but it's important how you ask the question. How do you ask the question of yourself? See, this is an important thing that we need to be asking ourselves questions as to who we are in the Lord and where we are with Him. And then we need to be willing to give an honest answer. You see, we need to be honest with ourselves. We don't need to be honest with God. Just forget about that, because God already knows where you are. He knows where I am. He knows everything that I think and where my heart is. So I don't have to be honest with Him. I have to be honest with myself. And when I've got an issue, I need to be honest about that I indeed have an issue that needs to be dealt with. And the Lord is dealing with those issues with me, step by step, bite by bite, because I can't stand it all at one time. And you know, I have the tabernacle up here, or some sort of. But what is the most important part of this tabernacle?
Holy of Holies.
It is.
Well, you could argue that the altar, the brass altar.
I'm sorry.
The brazen altar, the altar, the laver, or the gate. Getting in. That's the most important part. I said the altar.
Very good. Because if the Holy of Holies, yeah, that's important, but how do you get there?
You have to go.
Well, actually, this is the most important part.
That's right.
It's the whole thing, because you cannot get here without going here.
Right.
So it's important that we are, when we ask ourselves the question, have we been here? If we've been there, are we truly, truly doing what the Lord says? You know, how do we reverence God? How have you reverenced God lately? How have you reverenced God today? What have you done? What have you been before the Lord to reverence Him? Because see, most of the time we come to the Lord with our agenda. And this scripture in Matthew 17 says, we come to the Lord to feed Him first. He said, you know, when He says to the servant, you know, you feed me.
Then
in verse 8 he says, but will He not say to him, prepare something for me to eat? And properly clothe yourself and serve me until I have eaten.
Which chapter, Pastor?
That's Luke 17, verse 8.
Thank you.
So we're to feed the Lord first. We're to bring to Him an offering of food, which is our faith unto Him. So when, and you know, when we talk about the little things, now I'm going to make an example which might hackle somebody. I know I've been asked right here in this body, why do you always dress with a suit or coat or whatever? And this is one of the answers right here. It's because I reverence my God. He says to me that if I'm going to come feed Him, that I need to properly clothe myself. Right here, in order to go into the holy place, the priest put on priestly garments. They took off the outer, clothes they had in the outer court, and put on priestly garments. And when the high priest went into here, he put on the high priest garments, perfectly dressed, properly, to go in before the Lord, to feed the Lord. So, you know, that's just one of the little foxes that the Lord has dealt with me about years ago. About, and this is why this is why I take a little effort to dress when I come before the Lord. And on weeknights that I don't wear a suit usually, but I will put on clean clothes. I don't come in the clothes that I've been working in all day. When I come in to feed the Lord, I put on the proper clothing and come to serve Him. That's the little foxes, you know. That's the little things that, and that's just one of many little things. Yeah, I could go into pride. That's another good one right there. But the thing is, what is it that separates us from the presence of the Lord? You see, we take the opportunity to take these little things, you know, and bring compromise to. And if we begin with compromise, we compromise on one little thing, that compromise grows to a little larger. I want you to think about what you accept on TV today. Let me tell you, of course, well, I guess it's been 50, 60, probably 70 years ago when I saw the first TV set. I saw the first one when it came out, when all you saw was snow. But from what Charlotte and I have been married only 61 years, so in our time of watching TV, the things that we have come to accept on TV, the compromise, we would not even have dreamed of looking at 60 years ago.
Right.
What do we do? What are we doing in reverence to the Lord? This is what, you know, this is what the Lord's been teaching us. The scripture she just read was, you know, as part of that, is that when we're there wondering, God, what are you doing? Well, this is what He's doing. He's bringing us step by step to understand what the compromise means to our lives and how we're coming into a place in this moment. You heard the prophetic word tonight to wake up and be aware of what's going on. Folks, darkness is going to be exposed and it's going to be judged. And God's going to bring forth the fulfillment of His word because He's given it and it is true and it will come forth. Now, we may not see or understand exactly how that's going to happen, and what we see right now may not be even close to what we think is going to happen. But you know this, that God is in control and He's going to bring about that fulfillment. He's going to do the same thing in our lives. He's going to expose the darkness in our lives. He's going to expose those things that we take and allow compromise to come in. If you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, you'll see a whole list of things that the Lord wants to deal with you about, with me about, with us about. And it is a process, folks, and it is not over until the day we see the Lord, until the day He returns or to the day that we meet Him. Then it will be completed. That process will be completed. So what I'm saying to you is that God is moving right now in a powerful way in this nation. You may think that, well, no, we've lost everything, but no, we haven't. We got through Obama, so we'll get through Biden. Know this, that God is in control. God is in control. Keep your, don't be fearful. Stand and see the power of God. See God's hand move. And He will show you something that you won't believe is going to happen. I'm telling you, keep your eyes open. God is moving. And He's going to move in a powerful, powerful way. And He's going to move through each one of us. But we must be aware of who we are in Him and come to that place of reverence in Him and keeping our eyes on Him and taking that journey to be Christ-like. That's what He's calling us to do. And I'm going to close with that, unless you have some questions. Please, if you have any questions, ask them. Whatever it is. Charlotte has all the answers.
Or she can look them up.
Sir?
Or she can look them up.
Yeah. Okay. God bless. And thank y'all.